Welcome everybody, this is Levi Gerari here from Bina, and I'm really excited to join you and come along with you on this journey as we learn together Shar HaBitochen, the Gate of Trust, from Chovos HaLevavos, the Duties of the Heart. We live in incredibly uncertain and shaky times. People are anxious, people don't know what's going to be tomorrow, people don't know what's going to be in a month from now. And these are times of great turmoil and great uncertainty. In times like this, in addition to, of course, listening to all medical and governmental advice, in addition to, if needed, if someone is suffering from severe anxiety, to seek professional help, in addition to all of that, as Jews, we also need to make sure that we are strengthening our neshama, that we're strengthening our soul, which means, in general, to strengthen our Yiddishkeit, our Judaism, our connection to Hashem, through doing Torah and mitzvahs, but more specifically, through strengthening our bitochen, our trust in Hashem, that all will be good and that He will take care of us. We will be studying this topic from the book Chovos HaLevavos, The Duties of the Heart, which was written in the year, which was written by Rabbeinu Bachya ibn Pekuda, who lived around 1040, the year 1040. And in this book, there are 10 gates, 10 sha'orim, of different topics, discussing the unity of God, discussing serving Hashem, and all of that. And there's one gate, which is called Shar HaBitochen, which is called the Gate of Trust. In it, he discusses what it means to trust in Hashem, why we should trust in Hashem, how one should bring themselves to have more trust in Hashem. And this is considered to be one of the main works, one of the main sources of the concept of bitochen, of trusting in Hashem. So tomorrow, we're going to begin learning from chapter 1, from Perek Aleph. However, what I wanted to do today is to share with you a moshul, an analogy, given by the Dubna Magid, who's famous for his mosholim, for his analogies, which I think sums up very, very well the concept of bitochen. And he says like this, he says that there was a person walking on the street and he's carrying a very, very heavy suitcase. And somebody passes by with a wagon. And the person says, the wagon driver says to the person carrying the heavy suitcase, he says, "Do you want to have a ride? You're carrying a very heavy burden. Come into my wagon, I'll give you a ride to your destination." Halfway through the journey, the wagon driver turns around and he sees that this guy is still holding this heavy suitcase on his lap. So he turns to him and he says, "I have plenty of place on my wagon. Why don't you put down the suitcase on my wagon?" So the person holding the suitcase says, "It's not enough that you gave me a ride. Do I also have to burden your wagon with the suitcase?" So the wagon driver turns to him and says, "Don't worry, there's plenty of place on my wagon for you and for your suitcase as well." Says the Dubna Magid, we are on Hashem's wagon. We live our life because Hashem created us. Hashem takes us along. He's the driver. He's the wagon driver. He is the one who leads us in our life. And many times we carry with us our suitcase, our burdens, our troubles, all of our worries. And it's very, very heavy. Says the Dubna Magid that Hashem turns to us, and in the words of David HaMelech in Tehillim, in chapter 55, in Perek Nun Hei, David HaMelech says in Pasuk Chof Gimel, "Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha," cast your burdens upon Hashem. In other words, Hashem turns to us and says, not only am I driving you, I have plenty of place for your burden as well. Give me your problems, give me your burdens, let me worry about it. You don't worry about it, let me take care of it. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha, cast your burden upon Hashem. And this really sums up what bitochen, what trusting in Hashem is all about. Trusting in Hashem, as we will learn about it in great detail in Chovos HaLevavos, does not only mean believing that there is a God, does not only mean believing that Hashem is in charge, it's an active surrender on our part. We need to work on giving up our worries. Now, obviously, that does not mean that we don't do what we need to do. Of course, we do what we need to do. But we do what we need to do in action. But in our thoughts and in our heart, we give up the worry. We give up the result. We give up to Hashem. We leave up to Hashem. It's an active surrender on our part. And of course, bitochen is not an easy thing. A person shouldn't The worst thing you can do right now is start feeling guilty that you're feeling worried. It's a very natural thing to feel worried. It's a very natural thing to feel anxious in such a situation. And bitachin is very, very hard work. And we're never necessarily going to perfect it. But hopefully through learning chovos halevavos, through learning about it and thinking about it, a little bit we'll be able to surrender our life, our burden, our worries, and give them over to Hashem and let Him take care of it. Let Him worry about the result. And be'ezras Hashem, everything will turn out okay.